USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Congress to authorize the release of $300 billion in previously approved stimulus money.
I would be willing to release it subject to Congress and use that as stimulus money, and it would go right to the American people.
U.S. employers added 1.4 million jobs in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. Vice President Mike Pence tells CNBC the economy is starting to turn the corner.
Another great day for American jobs and American workers. I mean, there were some estimates that we weren't going to see the unemployment rate go into single digits before the end of this year. But because of the foundation that President Trump poured in our first 3 years of less taxes, less regulation, more American energy, more free and fair trade.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that. And I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
Thousands of people are still not inside their homes after Hurricane Laura hit Louisiana.
As of this morning across the state, we had 11,679 people being sheltered. That is obviously primarily happening in New Orleans at 37 different hotels.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt is brushing off calls made by Washington, D.C. officials to target the city's landmark monuments that may have ties to the nation's history of racial oppression or slavery. Bernhardt telling Fox News,
"Be removing or renaming the Washington Monument or the Jefferson Memorial, none of that is going to happen. It's just simply nutty. Each of these great individuals did great things. No one is saying that each of these individuals was a perfect human being. Each monument was carefully deliberated upon, carefully placed on our nation's mall. And if you walk into it and you see the preamble to the Declaration of Independence and other great things, I think that gives you a great sense of what American exceptionalism is about."
Changes are happening at a military base in Texas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
In Texas, Fort Hood's commander has been formally removed, but an earlier plan to transfer him to Fort Bliss has now been canceled by the military. General Scott Eflint has been in charge through a string of soldier deaths at Hood and accusations that sexual assaults were swept under the rug. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the Defense Appropriations Panel and says the move by the Pentagon sends a strong message.
"I mean, I support the military, but I hope there's other repercussions, because I don't think it was an isolated situation with a commander."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.